It's Weekend Edition on 90.1 WABE, Atlanta's NPR station. Good morning, I'm Jim Burris. Our time now, 9:34. One of the biggest music festivals in the U.S. this year is happening right now on an 8,000-acre farm in South Fulton County. Based on the number of blank stares I got whenever I asked folks if they've heard of Tomorrow World, well, this one's likely to have escaped you. Unless you're familiar with electronic dance music, or EDM.
Kind of a polarizing term, because you've got...
Polarizing, says Tomorrow World project director Sean Kent, because it's so broad. EDM can include deep, pulsing, repetitive hooks, or sometimes vocals, like in this cut from Gareth Emery. He's one of 300 DJs from around the world performing. Think you wouldn't know any of the DJs or any of the music? Well, turn the dial to any pop station and just try to escape Avicii's Wake Me Up.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
Again, Tomorrow World's Sean Kent.
I mean, people think, you know, it's techno, it's loud, it's boom boom, it's for my 16-year-old. But as a matter of fact, it's really grown, and it's a really mature style of music. It's a really mature type of music, and that's one of the reasons why we've come to America.
Each year, 180,000 people blanket Tomorrowland in Belgium. But this is the first version ever in the state. 150,000 EDM fans are expected in Chattahoochee Hills this weekend. And to say what they'll experience is elaborate, well, that would be an understatement. When I paid a visit last week, workers were everywhere, crews erecting massive stages and even laying a temporary bridge over an expansive lake. And then there are huge purple big-top tents.
These tents actually don't exist here in America. We've looked around for them, and it's really kind of a European tradition to have such wildly colored tents.
Organizers crated the tents and literally tons of other props across the Atlantic via cargo ship. Kent declined to talk financials, but says it cost into the millions of dollars to put this on. Tomorrow World is less of a concert than it is an experience.
Tiesto, Chucky, Afrojack, and we're really looking forward to learning about new DJs as well.
The experience is why Chris Griswold dropped $900 for a VIP pass. The highest end pass tops $5,000. A local DJ himself, Chris says he's not surprised to see what was once just trance music evolve into a pop culture phenomenon. He was a bit taken aback, though, to see the biggest EDM festival to hit the U.S. fall right into Atlanta's lap.
But I understand why they would do it. I mean, we have an international airport, and they've also had a couple of very similar but smaller scaled festivals on the same site.
Organizers say the airport was one draw, the expansive private land another. Atlanta beat out 100 global cities for the event, and if you're bummed you missed this year, well, don't worry. You'll have at least 9 more chances. Tomorrow World has signed a 10-year contract for the site. Jim Burris, WABE News.